Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Now, as you may have heard me mention last week, Monday, we've dropped our TV talk segment for a couple of weeks to allow us to focus on water content in a slightly more structured way as we continue to grapple with the drought and the water shortages in Cape Town. And in this space, we're going to try and share with you not only water saving tips, but also products and services that might be of help if you're trying to reduce your water footprint in your own home or business. If you've got something like that to share with us, if you are in a business that makes a product or offers a service that can help everyone save water, all you need to do is send me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za with the subject line including the words water talk, and we could give you a call. Likewise, if you hit on a great water saving tip, one that you haven't heard mentioned on air already, please do the same. Send me that email and we could be chatting to you. We'll check in with our water saving sage, Helen Moffat, in a little bit. But first, I want to pick up on a call I took when I was standing in for Kino on The Breakfast Show a little while ago. Bernard phoned in to tell me about something called Water Movers Initiative, which is a lovely idea with elements of social outreach that was born out of a pretty cool gadget that could be a good solution for those of you who are worried about how heavy it is to carry water and how you're going to cope with that come day zero. So before we talk to Bernard about the Water Movers Initiative, I thought let's start with the gadget itself. We're talking about something called the Hippo Roller, which is effectively a water tank lying on its side with a handle attached, so you can push it along the ground rather than trying to lug it around by a handle. On the line with me is Grant Gibbs, who's the CEO of Hippo Rollers. Grant, thanks for chatting to us today. Tell us a bit more about this gadget. How long have you actually been producing Hippo Rollers?
Hi, Pippa. Thanks for the opportunity. We appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Essentially, the Hippo Roller was not actually developed for the urban environment at all. So it's quite a surprising situation or turn of events for us. It was primarily designed for use in rural communities that really struggle every day. In fact, it's day zero for most rural communities all
every
the time.
Day. Mm.
So it's designed to be very tough and robust. We get about a 5 to 7 year lifespan, sometimes longer than 10 years. But it's, and we have three models. We've got the 90 liter, the 75 liter, and we're about to release a 50 liter more for the Cape Town situation.
Right.
But the Hippo Roller was invented back in, or let's say it was innovated back in 1991 by Petty Pitzer and Johan Jonker, two other South Africans. They were initially trying to develop a wheelbarrow with a molded tank for a low center of gravity, and they kept running into the same problem that the wheel was so expensive. And that's when they got their eureka moment to put the water in the wheel. So it's quite remarkable that 27 odd years later, it's still a viable product, very, very useful, and now all of a sudden, even more so in Cape Town urban environments.
It's a fantastic story. Such a simple concept. When you look at a picture, it is effectively, as you said, putting the water inside the wheel and wheeling it around the terrain. So it doesn't matter if you are off-road, even if you're in a very remote area, it's easy to, relatively easy to move that water around. I mean, a 90-litre tank has got to be heavy, even if it is lying on its side rolling, Grant. But sort of, you've developed this product for use in communities where even children can manage these devices.
To give you a visual idea, the 90 liters of water is 90 kilograms. So as you say, that's extremely heavy. But because the weight is on the ground and you simply need to roll it, the equivalent weight on a flat level surface is 10 kilograms or 10 liters. That gives you an idea of the difference. Of course, that's going to get a lot heavier when you go uphill and over obstacles. But what we find is that women and children who are the primary water collectors for various reasons, they do manage very well. Even the elderly can manage quite well. So I think in Cape Town, one of the challenges may be getting the roller into in and out of your car when it's full, but I'm sure various solutions will come up for that too.
Okay, well, you've just taken the thought straight out of Mike's head because he's just emailed me saying, how would you get a 50-litre Hippo into your car? That would, I assume, Grant, require somebody to help you lift it at either end of the process.
Yes, it would. My feeling is that it's a job creation opportunity. For casuals to get help people load it into their car. When they get home, you can literally just boot it out of the car and let it fall on the ground. It is strong enough to handle that. And then you simply clip the handle on and then you roll it to wherever you need it to be.
Okay. Grant, I'm going to speak to Bernard about his vision for what we could do with the Hippo Rollers and where he sees it going. But before we let you go, if anybody wants to order a Hippo Roller, the 50-litre version, how much does it cost and where do they order it from?
Okay. So, we've got the three models. So perhaps the quickest is just to give you our web address. It's hipporoller.co.za. That will take them to the South African store, and you will be able to find pricing there. The 50 litre is not quite ready yet, so that you won't find it on the store just yet. But we will also be listing all the distributors, including water movers, on that site so that you can get links directly to them very easily. But I just want to highlight something quickly, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We're not a retail business by any means. This is really quite a new thing for us. So our focus is on getting sponsorships and trying to get corporates, governments, church groups, NGOs, to sponsor Hippo Rollers for communities in need. And so far, we've distributed about 55,000 of them into about 45 countries.
Wow.
But we need the help of others. And so in this particular instance, we want to appeal to Cape Townians who are able to afford to buy a roller for themselves, to consider buying one for somebody who can't afford it. And if not, to then consider donating their roller after the crisis is over to a rural community that doesn't have water on tap like we do in the cities.
Grant Gibbs, thank you so much for issuing that challenge and that request. I hope Cape Townians take you up on that. Grant is the CEO of Hippo Rollers, so please visit hipporoller.co.za. Now, at this point, I want to bring in Bernard Peacock, founder of the Water Movers Initiative, who is the person who first tipped me off about the Hippo Rollers. Bernard, thank you so much for following up on that initial call and putting us in touch with Grant. Won't you explain to our listeners where you feed into the story and what your vision is for the Hippo Rollers?
Yeah, sure, Pippa. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Sure.
Well, I was giving some thought as to how people would carry water, being so heavy, and started to do my research and came across Hippo Roller only like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And just got in touch with them and they said, well, they don't have a distributors in Cape Town yet. So I decided, well, let's build an initiative in Cape Town. With the idea, and I love the idea that Grant came up with, that social aspect. That's the biggest thing to me. So ours is more like a social initiative. We're taking orders in Cape Town, so we will coordinate, we'll provide the local, you know, getting the actual product to you rather than going all the way, because obviously Hippo Roller in Joburg. So we're collecting orders in Cape Town, off our website. You can even order the 50 litre. Off our website, you can actually buy and pay for your bigger ones, which are available now on our website, as well as other water containers. We have 25-litre food-safe containers on the website. So we're trying to provide a one-stop shop in Cape Town for your order for your Hippo Roller and for other containers, water containers.
Okay. Now, having a look at your site, Bernard, I mean, we're talking about an item that, before I give the price, I want to remind everybody is designed for longevity. This is not a disposable item, but one that's meant to last, as Grant told us, 5 to even 10 years. The price of the 75 litre is 1,300 rand, which we know is going to be prohibitively expensive for many communities where it might be most needed. Hence your idea of those who can afford, asking them please to consider either donating a second one to a community that can't afford or being prepared to pass theirs on when the immediate crisis point is over.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. That's the idea. And I think it's a wonderful idea. So that's the initiative. We're building it up. We're going to be adding other products and services to our website. So one of the things that we're considering is to actually vet and train casuals who we will then assign to different areas in WhatsApp groups and so on, to be able to assist people to carry the water. So that's our kind of add-on with the water roller in the Cape Town area.
Bernard Peacock of the Water Movers Initiative, thank you for joining us, as well as thanks again to Grant Gibbs, Hippo Roller CEO. Please remember those two websites. If you'd like to visit Grant's site, it's hipporoller.org, and you can find Bernard's site on watermovers.co.za. I love the way people are taking a communal approach to solving the water crisis and thinking not only of their own immediate needs, but of how they can help those who aren't able to help themselves. And I know that is a message that resonates with my next guest. writer Helen Moffat, who we welcome back to the show. Helen continues to blog relentlessly about water-saving initiatives and what we can all do to reduce our water footprint. Helen, I bet you like the concept you've just heard described.
Oh, very much so. I think the idea of if you can afford a water-saving device, get to and donate to a local NGO that can actually make use of it, or use yours, but plan to hand it on to somebody who needs it more than you do. And one of my blogs is called, I think, some feel-good stuff about all sorts of things, you know, from a self-composting toilet for with disabled access all the way down to little camping washing machines. Consider donating them, even if you're just donating a pack of disposable nappies to your local creche or sort of child NGO. Find something that you can do that will make things a little bit easier for people taking strain in the face of this crisis.
Okay. What I wanted to chat to you about today, Helen, was a lovely thing I spotted on your blog about being mindful of those who might be forgotten in the immediate assessment of where water is needed. And we had a guest in earlier during our food segment telling us about a soup kitchen that was feeding the homeless in Cape Town. You've put out and spoken on your blog about the Super Trooper appeal in very much a similar vein. Tell us a bit more.
I'm not responsible for this wonderful initiative. Other stalwart souls are, and you can find out more about them by simply Googling Super Troopers, but super spelt as in soup kitchen. Mm-hmm. And these are wonderful bunch of women who started interacting with local homeless Capetonians and sort of running social events for them and getting life skills and job trainings and suits for interviews and food, of course, and medical necessities. And they are, of course, concerned about the impact of the water crisis on homeless people in Cape Town. And they are currently running an appeal asking people to donate bottled water, small bottles of water that they can hand out at their monthly events or weekly events, just to make the very vulnerable, the very marginalized in our communities that little bit more water secure. And to which I'd add, buy and donate, if you can, tougher, resilient, sort of long-life water bottles that people can carry around with them.
Okay. Right, so please Google Super Troopers if you'd like to make yourself part of that particular aspect of relief. The final thing for this week is, Helen, is to ask you to nominate the best water-saving tip that's come your way in the past week.
Okay. Gosh, I just, having said that, I haven't exactly gone blank, but what I was going to tell you about, it's not necessarily the best water-saving tip. It's my obsession with laundry. May I speak about my obsession with laundry?
You may, in 1 minute or less, go for it.
Right. If the rain is coming, spot, treat, and pre-soak all your clothes and hang them out on the washing line. Then pray you get enough rain for a proper rinse. I did it on Friday night. It worked beautifully. All my towels now smell fluffy and clean, and I washed everything that I own just about. With almost no water, just enough for pre-soaking. So that's all I've got for this week, but lots more. You can follow my blog. You just have to look up helenmoffat.com and look for my green hat tab, and you'll find lots and lots and lots of tips there.
And we'll chat again next week to share some more of them. Helen Moffat, lovely to have you with us again. It's Helen Moffat, spelled M-O-F-F-E-T-T, helenmoffat.com.